I'm looking forward to sharing with you some fiddle music today, some Canadian fiddle classics. And I feel like the fiddle is an instrument that heralds the spring. Certainly feels like it's upon us. It's been a beautiful day. I hope you're all able to get outside a little bit, you know, have a little moment with a bug or something like that, looking at a tree. And yeah, I guess if you haven't done that yet, the music I would like to play for you is maybe a good soundtrack to doing that. I've got a lot of different tunes that Aya has recommended to me. Thank you, Aya, giving me a bunch of good music. She's somewhat of an expert. And yeah, so that's what we're going to get into. And the first track we're going to listen to is called Patti LeBlanc Set by Natalie McMaster, an established legend fiddler from Cape Breton. Thank you. That was The Beaumont Rag, a classic old-time tune, performed by Natalie McMaster from her album No Boundaries, released in 1996. The tune before that, also from that same album, it was called Patti LeBlanc Set. I hope you enjoyed that really uplifting set of tunes. It kind of goes to show how versatile a fiddle player she is. And, you know, whenever I hear fiddle on like an old time kind of standard, it just gets me going. It's so energizing. Next one I want to play is by Pierre Schreyer, another very virtuosic Canadian fiddle player. And the tune is called Timmins Encore, Big John McNeil. Thank you. This is Mixotroph here on CITR 101.9 FM. That last track you just heard is called Brak Na Carriage Bane, the Edge of White Rock by Pierre Schreier and Adam Dobers of the album Mandola, which was released in 2019. Absolutely beautiful track. I have been loving these two, the material that they've put out together has been really sensational. And the one before that you heard was also by Pierre Schreier, part of his early work, a live recording in Ontario, his home, called Timmins Encore. And I recommend you check that one out as well, that record, if you've been enjoying, called New Canadian Waltz, live in concert. We're going to take a quick break And then we're going to continue our explorations of Canadian fiddle music. Thanks for being here. Hope you're having a wonderful sunny afternoon. About to be a long weekend. How good does that feel? So just take it easy. Don't go anywhere. I've got plenty more great fiddle music from Canada coming right up. If the news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read. Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sister Sage is an award-winning local Indigenous business run by Tsimshian entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sister Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out The Real Deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night, right at 9 p.m., after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Enjoy bluegrass and old-time music, please join up and become a member of the Bluegrass Music Association of Canada, the BMAC. With your membership, you'll receive a quarterly full-color Bluegrass Canada magazine, as well as have access to the Bluegrass Canada website. Your membership will also allow you to contribute to the nomination process of the Canadian Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. Help BMAC promote bluegrass artists with up-to-date information, including band members, performance locations, and helpful advice for bands wishing to travel to the USA. And finally, it will allow you to access information for festivals and events across Canada, bluegrass radio listings, organization partnerships, and a resource library for all things bluegrass. To learn more, log on to bluegrasscanada.org or call Mike Higgins at membership at 905-567-4708.
Hi, how are you? You're listening to the radio, CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting, as always, from unceded ancestral traditional Musqueam territories. Very grateful to be here. My show is called Mixotroph. I'm very happy to share with you some of the best world music out there. And today, we're playing lots of good fiddle music, because Canada has a beautiful, long, expansive history of fiddle. You know, since immigration from Ireland, Scotland, on the East Coast. And there's been so much lovely fusion into, you know, the Canadian folk sound that we call today. You know, legends like Stan Rogers. So many, you know, different expressions through the fiddle. And what I would like to share with you now is some Métis fiddle music, because that's, you know, a beautiful, maybe underrepresented tradition of fiddle music. And it's got its own distinct qualities as compared to other, you know, old-time styles, ones that were influenced by bluegrass or Scottish. And in the beginning of our hour, we heard Cape Breton style, which is influenced by, you know, music from the Scottish Highlands. But, you know, the language that the musicians speak influences the sounds that they make with the instrument. And, you know, Gaelic certainly influenced the sound of the tunes that were played in Cape Breton style. Let's have a listen to Métis style fiddle music. This is a great classic. It's called Red River Jig. That was Red River Valley. We just heard a bunch of different tunes from the Red River Ramblers. Excellent group, specializing in Métis fiddle music. So the one before that was Louis Riel Reel, Red River Jig. All-time classic was before that, from their record Métis Fiddle Music. And yeah, I really love that last one, how they... So Red River Valley is kind of a classic kind of country song, I guess you would say, going way back to the, you know, over 100 years, thought to date back to before 1896. And yeah, the song with lyrics kind of talks about a woman who's missing her lover, and, you know, it's theorized to be from the perspective of a Métis woman. And I think it's cool to hear, you know, Métis people reclaiming their stories and playing it in their own style, which is very much drawing from different kind of sounds and influences. But yeah, I really appreciate how, you know, percussive a lot of those sounds are. I want to play another Indigenous fiddler called Morgan Tony. Thank you again to Aya for putting me on to Morgan Tony. This is so awesome. This is a Mi'kmaq fiddle player. He is sensational. I'm not going to talk too much about it, but we're going to listen to a couple tracks of his.
Thank you. Some changed their minds one by one. Let it go, the damage is done. July, see, be squat. Welcome, come on in. We come a long way, got a ways to go. It wasn't that far 50 years ago. Flowers bloom. When Dada Manej, nothing come along, Mujala, see, Biswa, welcome. Come on in. We come a long way, got a ways to go. It wasn't that far 50 years ago. The time is now, together we stand, make our way to the promised land. Ago, it wasn't that far 50 years ago. The time is now, together we stand and make our way to the promised land.
You are listening to Mixotroph here on CITR 101.9 FM. That last track was called Jalassi Piskwa by Morgan Tony. Incredible Mi'kmaq fiddle player. That was off his most recent album called Heal the Divide that came out this year. Really good stuff. And the tunes before that you heard were also from Morgan, from his first album called First Flight. And yeah, those were called Kojua, was the first one you heard, and Mi'kmaq Honor Song following that. So those are adaptations of traditional songs of his territory. Pretty badass to hear. Yeah, and that last one is, you know, if he was riding into battle, I'm right behind him, you know. Incredible stuff. We're coming to the end here of our radio hour. I hope you've been enjoying this fiddle music from this beautiful place we call Canada. Before I kind of sign off and play the last track or two, I'd like to give a shout out to any upcoming kind of events happening here. So, first of all, on Saturday, Chopping Spree, some crazy jazz fusion. I've seen those guys a couple times. They're going to be playing at the Painted Ship Saturday evening. The Painted Ship. I would not miss that. We've got some other things going on as well. Persian Party is going to be next Friday, not this Friday, but you know, that'll be kind of awesome. 1970s Persian pop and folk classics. That's at the Fox. Sounds like a good time to me. Featuring Saba Amre. Oh, I think, yeah, I actually heard her perform with Maiden Voyage, another female jazz group that you should keep an eye out if you're into that. You know, I'm getting these next couple shows off Infidels Jazz. They always have some cool events going on. You can just look up theinfidelsjazz.ca and always a good time. There's La Ofrenda is happening, which seems to be like some kind of Latin jazz fusion happening tonight. Doors are in 5 minutes. And the show's at Heroes Welcome. I believe that's over on Main Street. So check out Heroes Welcome. They also have some good stuff going on. And another exciting event coming up is Butcher Brown on the 21st for some kind of more jazz-related music at the Biltmore Cabaret. Check out Butcher Brown. That should be a great show. I'm hoping to be there if I can afford it. I'm kind of broke, but, you know, we'll see. And then finally, His Majesty King Funk, a celebration of Grant Green. That's happening at All City Athletics, 130 West Hastings, on Saturday, April 26th. It's going to be celebration of Grant Green. What more do you need to know? Grant Green, absolute, you know, monolith in jazz and kind of the movement towards jazz funk and different kind of stuff. So check that out if you feel so inclined. There's also Universal Consciousness happening at the Rickshaw. That's on May 2nd, I believe. That's going to be a lot of crazy stuff. I know some of you Vancouver, you know, weirdos are going to be into that sort of thing. So just look up Universal Consciousness. There's going to be Electric Miles, the music of Alice Coltrane, and Son Ra, of course. We're going to play one more little song for you. It's called Turlut Hirsute by Jean Ticorum, and this is Quebecois fiddle music. I've never even heard it before, but the album cover is so insane. It's from an album called Nagir Amur. And yeah, that's going to be me signing off. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you enjoy this beautiful long weekend. Yeah, take it easy. And until next time, bye for now.
Da 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 da